Hi, this is Zaneless, and I am recording from beautiful British Columbia. Tonight, we have a special guest, someone I ran into the other day at a park here in British Columbia. He was visiting Canada. So, I thought for everybody out there in ATS and BTS, I asked him if he'd do an interview, and he agreed to it. I would like to introduce you to one of the cousins of the Chipmunks from the movie Chipmunk. He asked to remain anonymous, so for reference, we'll call him, I don't know, what should we call him? Do you have an idea what you'd like to be called?
Yeah, I'd like to be called Arnold, because he's my favorite actor from my favorite movie, The Terminator, and it's such a cool movie. Arnold Schwarzenegger is, like, he's the man, and I just have a really hard time still picturing him as governor of California, but I guess that's what it is.
Okay, then. So, Arnold, why did you agree to an interview for the people here at ATS and BTS?
Well, as you probably know, I used to live in the woods. When you live in the woods, life's completely different. I have seen and experienced lots of the things that the people here on ATS and BTS talk about, and like you and I were talking about that right thing, that maybe I could share some of it and it would help, maybe help inform some of the people out there what it's all about.
Okay, can you expand on what exactly you're talking about? Like, what are you referring to when you said that? What exactly did I say that made you think you could help inform people?
UFOs, alien, Bigfoot, and the whole fairy, gnome, dwarf, whole thing, all of that is all true. I know it's true because I live in the woods and I see these people and these things you talk about all the time. Like, all the time.
Okay. Are you saying you've seen them, or are you saying that you've met them as well?
Well, I have met them, but I never met a troll, and from what the gnomes and the fairies and that say, I don't think I really want to meet a troll either, because they seem to be, like, nasty and mean and not very nice at all.
So, have you met aliens? You were talking about aliens and UFOs. Have you ever actually met an alien, had a, what do they call it, a close encounter with one?
Oh, actually, I was quite young when I met the first one, and I was with my family, my cousins, the cousins you were talking about, and we were on vacation in Nevada, somewhere near Vegas, and I was grabbed by a Palladium. That's what they called themselves, the ones I met that day. They were called Palladians. And at first, I didn't understand anything they were saying. And then they put this thing, this metal shiny thing, I guess, over my head. And I felt this huge surge of, like, it felt like electricity almost. And it went all the way through my body, and then I, like, passed out. And when I woke up, I was able to think and talk in your languages. So then I could understand them because they know your languages. And my cousins were with me, and that's why they can talk, and they became famous for that. Nobody's ever asked us how come we can talk. I'm actually kind of glad we can say that, because I think that, wonder how chipmunk could talk, don't you? Do you? I am so glad I can talk. You have no idea what it's like just to, like, make noises all the time and not have anybody understand you.
I don't know about that. I think there's a lot of people out there that make noises that nobody understands. Okay, so you're saying aliens are real.
I'm talking, aren't I? How many chipmunks do you know that can talk? Really, think about it for a minute. How do you think that happens? Like, you know, I woke up one day and had vocal cords. It just doesn't happen like that. Well,
do these aliens have spacecraft? Is that what we're seeing? Is, like, their ships flying around?
Yeah, and they're real big, too. They're huge. Lots of rooms in them, and lots of aliens. Like, you guys, like, talk sometimes what I've read. Like, I saw a alien. Generally, they're more, like, in a group, and one may wander off, but really, they're like, have you ever watched ants? They're like ants. They're, like, in a group, and they stick together, and they help each other.
And, where do they come from, Arnold? Are these beings coming from?
Well, they come from many places. The ones most of you see, are scouts, and they actually come from really, really far away, farther than I can imagine. That I'm just a little guy. They come from so far away, way that you can't even see where they're from, even with your best telescope. And they have camps here, and they live in the mountains, and I mean in the mountains. They don't have a camp like when you guys go camping. Thank goodness for that. You guys are terrible campers. But They actually have these huge bases inside mountains.
So in my conversation to you, you mentioned that you know Bigfoot or Big Feet or whatever. What can you tell me about them?
Well, the Bigfoot don't like being called Big or Big. It offends who they are. They don't like name calling, and they feel like when you call them Bigfoot, they're like being name called because they got like really large feet, and that's just part of who they are. So
what do we call them then? What do they call themselves?
They call themselves Blackenroogs. Yes, Blackenroogs.
Why do they hide? Why do all these things hide? The Bigfoot, the aliens. Well, all of the things you listed, they all seem to hide from humans.
Are you kidding? Look at the world.
Yes.
Okay, if you do things like the whole 9/11 thing and the Nazi camps and all these killers and things that run around, and you do experiments on humans, rats, and monkeys, and then, of course, there's all the wars you have. Well, there's no end. I could go on and on about bad stuff. Would you come out? Think about it, Zane. You're on a foreign planet, okay? You're in this planet. It may even have been your natural planet, and all of a sudden, there's like all these beings doing all these horrible things. What would you do? Would you come out if you knew there was a chance that, like, you know, just surfacing could cause someone to cut you open and see what you're made out of? Well, yeah, I guess,
several of us have mentioned that. We would like to believe that some of us are advanced enough to, not be stupid.
Yeah, but they're advanced enough not to be stupid. It's one crazy human is all it takes to ruin an entire race of, whether it's animals or beings or, anything. It just takes, like, look at Hitler, who's one person. He got everybody to follow him, and millions of your own people got killed. Imagine what somebody like that would do to somebody that, like, from another place or another being that they don't understand. All of us have feelings, even those of us you think that are lower life forms. So as it is now, you look at the Bigfoot like they're animals and they aren't, they're a race.
But yeah, I understand your concern, but don't you think that, like, the majority of us could handle it, that we could, like, you know, control the situation?
Well, some of you are but it's the others that make us hide. I mean, is sacrifice even one of them for humans worth it? I mean, even after this interview, having to go back, I have to go back into hiding because it's just not safe.
So how do you keep up on what's happening in the world? If you're hiding, then how do you know what's going on?
Well, thanks to GPS and all those electronic things, I have a cell phone, internet, iPod, and cable. Thanks to my cousins for all that, by the way. You know, that's what happens when you go to Hollywood and you become famous. You can afford anything. Can I say hi to them?
Sure, go ahead.
Hey, Simon, Theodore, and Alvin. Great acting, guys. You know, Zane, they're thinking of doing The Terminator and with the guys are going to do The Terminator, and Alvin is going to be the Terminator. He's so cool.
Okay, then. Well, that would be different. So, what do you think will happen in 2012? Do you have any ideas on that?
Zane, you're asking a talking chipmunk. Anything could happen. Good
point. A really good point. Okay, then, let's see. Is there anything you would like to say to the folks at ATS or anything you want the world to know?
Yeah, you gotta honestly get the pollution thing in control. You have any idea what it's like to wake up because you got hit by a candy wrapper ball or smacked in the head by an empty coffee cup or pop can? Not good. I mean, how hard is it really to put it in a garbage can? Like, is it that difficult, or is it like you really don't care that much? So, yeah, that's what I'd like to say. Like, put your garbage where garbage is supposed to go, not in my home.
Well, I'm really glad you came for the interview. I hope we can do it again real soon. Yeah,
this was great. Tell the guys at ATS Mix that it was great seeing them in the mountains.
You saw the guys in the mountains?
Yeah, we saw them up there, but they didn't see us.
This is great. I really want to thank you for coming. I know the people here are going to appreciate it. I hope you have a good life. I hope that we can do this again sometime soon, and that you get a chance to be in the movie. So this is Zameless from beautiful BC, and I want to tell everybody to have a good day. I'm sorry I haven't been around much. I've not been up to par, but hopefully here in the real near future, I'll get back into gear and you'll hear from me more often. Have a good day.